And now a story of reluctant veterans who may not be willing to put down their weapons.
When I'm enlisted, I'm there to serve my country, protect my country, obey the orders of the officers appointed over me. As a private citizen, I'm going to have an adventure, essentially, and that's my own business.
That's U.S. Marine Sergeant Patrick Maxwell telling the New York Times why, after being deployed to Anbar Province in Iraq with the U.S. military in 2006 and honorably discharged in 2011, he went back as a volunteer, helping the Kurdish Peshmerga forces in the fight against ISIS.
This was very clear. It was a band of marauders who rape women and children and sell them into sexual slavery versus a people who have been fighting for their homeland for years.
The Pentagon doesn't have official numbers on American veteran volunteers or American citizens fighting ISIS, but a Kurdish militia in Syria recently claimed to have more than 100 Americans in its ranks. What is propelling those who claim the war against ISIS is their fight? Matthew Van Dyke is the founder of Sons of Liberty International, a security organization operating in Erbil in Iraqi Kurdistan that trains anti-ISIS fighters. Welcome, Matthew.
Thanks for having me again.
First of all, Matthew, why would someone, do you think, and again, it's a little bit of speculation, why would a veteran want to go back and take on this fight in Iraq with the Kurds?
Well, it's a combination of perhaps they, after leaving the military, they're not satisfied with the job they find themselves in their civilian life. They feel that they once did something that they viewed as significant with the U.S. military, and now maybe they've come back and they're doing a job that they consider menial labor or something that they're not happy with, and they just want a sense of feeling belonging and importance again. It could be a desire to fight ISIS. In some cases, I've encountered soldiers who want to go back because they see ISIS as an extension of the exact same al-Qaeda and Iraq forces they had been fighting while in the military.
So let's explore that last one for a moment. I mean, there are veterans who believe that ISIS taking territory that they once took makes this their battle, right?
Right. They see it as the undoing of years of their own work for the U.S. military in Iraq.
And that sentiment, particularly if you've spent time in Iraq as a U.S. soldier or a Marine, that's understandable.
It certainly is. I mean, you spend years and see comrades die and perhaps suffer injuries yourself and then see, you know, in a matter of a month or so, the sweep of ISIS through Iraq, it really must get to people.
Now, what do the Kurds think of the idea of U.S. veterans coming back and helping to roll back ISIS?
Initially, the Peshmerga allowed some foreign fighters into their ranks, but the United States government has now put pressure on them to expel them, and there are no foreigners now allowed to fight with the Peshmerga.
And do you think the veterans that would fight with the Peshmerga have any strategic significance? They certainly have a kind of expertise, independent of what their personal reasons for going there would be?
Not so much, because when you go over and you're well-trained, everybody around you is not well-trained. So when you're trained in the military, you're trained to function as a unit with other trained individuals. So you're essentially, when you go there, a lone wolf who's well-trained alongside men who are not particularly well-trained. So your impact on the battlefield is severely limited by that.
Now, you train anti-ISIS fighters. Is that the case?
Yes. My company, Sons of Liberty International, trains foreign forces for free. We rely on the public support, public financial support, people making a contribution through the website, and we provide free training. We've been working with Christians in Iraq to train them to fight ISIS. We helped a group called the Nineveh Plains Protection Units, advising their leadership on the formation of their force and taking over U.S. military veterans to train them.
And why is this your fight? This isn't a 9/11 situation, the fight with ISIS. Why do you think that this is an important cause for you to take on personally? And I know you're not a fighter like Patrick Maxwell, but describe your personal stake in all this.
I spent many years in the region. I have a master's degree in security studies with a Middle East concentration. I spent years on motorcycle in North Africa, Middle East, and later fought in the revolution in Libya in 2011, where I was a prisoner of war for a period, escaped prison, and continued fighting. I went on to Syria, made a film there, and I was focused on the Assad regime. And then my friends, James Foley and Steven Sotloff, were killed by ISIS, and then I refocused my attention onto ISIS. And I was looking for the best way to make a contribution in the fight against ISIS, and starting this company and providing consulting and training for forces that are fighting ISIS seemed like the best contribution to make.
You mentioned the late Mr. Foley. And your profile, because of all of this, is rather high, including your speaking on this program. You think there's a price on your head? ISIS would love to have you in one of their videos.
Surely, and also the Assad regime has branded me a terrorist and broadcast that on their state TV channels. So, yeah, I have a lot of friends, but also a lot of enemies.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Matthew.
Thank you very much.
Matthew Van Dyke is founder of Sons of Liberty International, a security organization that trains anti-ISIS fighters in Kurdistan and Iraq.